Hi, this is Pop, and today I have an interview with Unsolicited. Unsolicited is from Germany, and this symphonic male band has released their first full-length album. It's entitled Reflections. With tracks like Glowing Fairy Tales and The Bliss of Authority, this band will leave you wanting more. And here is my interview with Unsolicited.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, my friend.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Doing great. I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Oh, we have to thank you for having us.
I wanted to ask about the recording process for Reflections. How long did it take to put the material together?
Our composer and band founder Flo did already write the songs some years ago. So it all has been in his mind for a while. And so he needed the musicians to put it all together. And so he decided during COVID times, okay, now the songs are too good to stay on the PC. And he asked me if I wanted to join the band, and he knows many people, and so he found musicians for his project very quickly. And then we started to the recording one by one and separately, of course, and some people of us, I think, remotely from home because it was the COVID times and we weren't allowed to meet. And and I think the recording process was like some months, 2 months, 3 months, roundabout, I think. Maybe wrong, but I think so.
I wanted to ask you if you could speak on the track Glowing Fairy Tales. That's one of my favorites off the album.
Oh, really? Oh, we're happy to hear that.
How did that song come about structurally?
In Glowing Fairy Tales, we talk about the dark side, actually, on social media and all this stuff today. And actually, the lyrics are very touching and important for these times, I think, because we all, we all compare with each other, and it's getting worse even through social media. And so actually, you don't have to compare with anybody else because yourself is unique, and actually with your flaws, you get more interesting, and it's the flaws that makes you special. And so, and the song is encouraging and about to be proud what you made. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful message.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we hope so. And it makes us happy if we reach people with this. And the response on this song is really, really great. We didn't expect this because it's not that classical symphonic rock and it's very soft, and very lovely. But yeah, I think it's very touching, and this is how the people are moved by it. Yeah.
Another one of my favorite tracks is Bliss of Authority. I wanted to know if you could speak on that one as well.
Yes, Flo did the writing and the composing, and he wrote the lyrics also. And this is the only political song on our album, and it's actually a statement on the functioning of authoritarian regimes and leaders, to which Germany has a history that must not be repeated. And so actually the song speaks for itself. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I think it's a nice mix between the classical voice and the soft voice and the shouting and the screaming. Yeah.
And as far as vocally, what was the hardest track for you to put down and do?
For me, vocally, I think they were all really, really nice and fun to sing and to record. But I think the hardest was autumn clouds, because I always say this song is like singing is my cardio, because it has got so much lyric stuff in it and it's so fast, and yeah, I just can't breathe actually. And if we ever go live, this will be one of the hardest for me, because I need an oxygen tent then. But yeah, from the writing, I think I asked Flo before, and he said it all was very easy for him because the ideas came just on his mind very quickly and easily, and he was happy to work with talented musicians. Very nice of him. And yeah, so it wasn't that hard at all. But he said the hardest question to make, or the hardest decision to make for him, was the song Girl of Mystery. Will the song make it on the album or not? Because Girl of Mystery is very soft and very classic rock, and the other songs are more symphonic rock or more metal, yeah, than this one. But yeah, he liked it, and he liked it, and we liked it too. And yeah, it's been played in radio stations, so I think the people like it too.
I wanted to ask, speaking of performing live, and that, what is the next chapter for Unsolicited? What can fans look for next?
The next chapter will be actually working on a second album at the moment already. And we want to go live, yes, but actually the project Unsolicited was planned as a studio project, actually, in the at the beginning, and now we would love to go live, but actually some of us, you know, became parents and house and so on, so the priorities shifted a little bit, but still we want to go live, and we're rehearsing every 2 weeks or so in our band room, in our rehearsing room. And so we hope that we might go live in the end of this year or in autumn. Yeah, that would be great, with a little set list. But nevertheless, we are working on a second album, to which the songs are already done. I think we've got 8 or 9 songs already. Wow. And so we can start with a recording very soon. Yeah.
And as far as the band history, how was you approached, and did you have previous experience working with the leader of the band?
Yeah, me myself, you mean?
Yes.
I mean, I was asked by our composer Flo to join the band already some years ago, but I had another project ongoing, which was more... it was like a gothic dance indie project where I gave my voice to. And so I didn't have the time, and the first demos didn't convince me at all. So, but I mean, consistency is a good thing. And so he kept on asking me, and he sent me some new demos. And yeah, then I thought, okay, let's give it a try. And I like the demos. And Flo got really, really great guest musicians for the first album, just as Herbie Langhans. You might know him from Avantasia or Firewind. So he's really, really famous here in the German metal scene, or not Germany, but also, I think, global. Yeah, and he's a duet partner for me in some songs, and this was quite convincing for me to join the band, right? Because this is a once-in-a-lifetime chance, so yeah. So I really love to join. And yeah, I've already had experience before, because I was singing in some bands before, some metal bands, and, you know, always school bands and so on. But yeah, this is really, now this Unsolicited is really some music which I like, and the people are great, really, really super sweet people, and we made friends, and this is really nice, yeah.
And as far as your musical development, at what age did you begin vocals? And what were the steps that led you to where you are now?
I think if you ask my mom, I could sing before I could talk, I guess. And when my mom had me in her belly, she always listened to Phantom of the Opera and musicals. And I think it influenced me kind of in a way. And yeah, I've always been singing in choirs and in school bands. And my first gig was actually at kindergarten when I just said to the other kids, "Please sit down. I now have to sing to you something." This was my stage then, and and this continued right on. And I started then with pop singing lessons, and but actually I was always into musicals and into classic singing, and I wanted to go to school for musicals, but my dancing is not so well. I mean, I can dance, but it's not appropriate for being in a musical. So it was only acting and singing where I was really good. But nevertheless, I kept on with a passion on singing. And so, yeah, I started going to bands and singing. And I think there was a little gap where I had a little, where I stopped singing some years, but it was due to priorities with education and some further education. And that's life, I think. Yeah, and I started with classical singing lessons kind of late, but it really helps me, and I keep continuing it with my teacher and or with my coach, and I'm really thankful for the help.
And along your musical journey, what's the best advice you've been given along the way?
The best advice, I would say, what I just talked about in the beginning, just as in our song "Glowing Fairy Tales," don't compare to others, because you only can lose with this. There will always be something better, something more beautiful, something, more experienced, and so on. But stay in your line, stay in your way, be authentic. Do mistakes and learn from it, and just be vulnerable, and just show it, because I think in my way I experienced that it encourages other people to be open-minded and to be encouraging and empathetic.
And I wanted to ask you, as a vocalist, what if you could give me your top three vocalists of all time?
I think I am such a Nightwish fan girl. Now you got me. And I think it's really, I mean, Tarja Turunen really influenced me a lot. And when I heard Nightwish first time, it was for me the perfect match, because I was always into classic music but also into metal. And this mix was just like, wow. And so I think it's all the Nightwish singers. It's Tarja, and it's also Anette Olsson, and of course Flora Jansen, because she's technically, I think, the best, the skilled singer we have at the moment in metal scene. And from male voices, I like really much Marco Hietala from Nightwish. I like his voice, and I don't get tired listening to it. Yes, but it's really very hard. There are so many good singers out there, so really hard for me. Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. The first vocalist that really got my attention as a youth was Robert Plant.
Okay, I don't know him. Sorry.
Sings for Led Zeppelin. And when I heard his voice, it was just like, wow, I was just astonished by his range at such a young age.
Yeah, awesome.
I also wanted to ask you, if I call you in 2028,
Yeah.
Where do you envision Unsolicited in 5 years?
Actually, my dream is, or I think our dream is, I mean, we want to spread our music and we want to reach as many people as possible. And of course, get some stage experience. I mean, the dream of every metal musician is, I guess, playing at Wacken Festival
Sure.
or traveling some countries. Of course, it would be great, but I mean, it's difficult for us because of the families here and so on. So, but you never know, and you got to be open about it. But yeah, it would be really nice if we played some festivals then, and if we got a little fame. You know, but yeah, no pressure on it. So let it just be and naturally evolve.
Well, I think you're definitely on the right path to accomplish that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I also wanted to ask you, in your spare time, do you have any hobbies beyond music that you enjoy?
Yes, I love hiking actually. So in summer, you'll find me actually outdoors all day or at the weekends. And I really like hiking, and we have a national park here in northern Germany, quite near where we live. And so you're about there in 1 hour or so, and so you can go hiking. And yeah, I don't know if you know this geocaching. Do you know geocaching? This is like treasure hunt in nature.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm a geocacher. And I really enjoy it, and for my husband, it's a reason to go out with me. So know, because he's a little bit lazy, but this is a good reason. And yeah, of course, my friends and the band—it's always nice.
And speaking of the band, what's the best way to get merchandise and a physical copy of the album?
Unfortunately, we don't have any merchandise yet. So, but it is planned. But we wanted to wait first how the people like our album, and yeah, if the people would like to have any merch. But I think there are some requests. Yeah, I get some requests actually, and I think we have to plan. Yeah. And it wouldn't be nice having some shirts or patches or, yeah.
Sure, and from
Yeah.
every review I've read,
Yeah.
very good. And lastly, I wanted to ask you if you could give a message to your fans, what would that message be?
Of course, a big thank you for the huge and massive support. Really, we have a really nice and small, fine fan base on Instagram and on other social medias. And this is really, really gold, and we appreciate it. And the people in the metal scene are really nice, and we haven't experienced any hate. And this is really a great thing, and we're really thankful for it. Yes.
Yeah, I think when I think of the metal scene, and especially as a female vocalist,
Yeah.
I think someone that really opened a lot of doors, especially from Germany, was Doro Pesch.
Yeah.
Because back I've heard countless stories of her saying, because she was came across in the 80s that she was very unrespected as an
Yeah.
artist.
Yes, yeah, but it changed fortunately, and also the support of female vocalists in the metal scene is awesome, and also the women with each other are really nice and really kind, and we're supporting each other and encouraging, and yeah, I haven't experienced anything else. So yeah, I really, really appreciate it. That's really great. And I've made many friends around the world already, also female vocalists, which are awesome and amazing. And yeah, I just want to see them live one day and see the friends in real life.
Well, I wanted to thank you for creating an amazing album. Your vocals are amazing. The album as a whole is amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
I think one of the greatest aspects of this album is the band has its unique sound, and it's definitely polished very well.
Oh,
It's put together
thank you.
well. The whoever did the mix and mastering did an amazing job.
Well, thank you. I will tell our drummer Adrian because he's very talented and skilled, and he did all the mastering and mixing, and so he'll be happy to hear this. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I think also the next album, I think the fans can be looking forward to it because it will be more sounding like us. Now we found our sound, and I think it will be more harmonic, the songs with each other. Yeah.
Well, I look forward to it, and I wanted to thank you for taking time to speak with me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you so much, too. It was fun.
Well, you have a great rest of your day, and I
Thank you,
hope we
too.
can talk again real soon.
Yeah, would be great. Okay.
All
Thank you,
right.
Bob.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye. Cheers.
Bye. I'd like to thank you for listening to today's podcast. You can sponsor the podcast. Just click that button and you can be a member of the family. And remember, come see me for a fix.